solid form of ammunition exchange. Make sure you have plenty for your needs, and remember, the more the better, no exceptions. You should have several hundred rounds at minimum, and a few thousand is a much better idea. This may sound like a lot, but consider that over 250,000 rounds are fired for every insurgent killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that number is coming from highly trained soldiers. For the average Joe, it's going to be a higher ratio still. A lot of that is training requirements, and automatic and suppressive fires burn through ammo much faster than semi-automatic pistol fire. But it does a good job of showing why you need plenty of ammo and plenty of practice. You can go through a full magazine in just a couple seconds with ease. Now, practice will reduce the number of rounds you need to fire to get the job done, but you still want as much as you can get, and you will still need to buy the rounds for which you are training. Magazines are relatively cheap, and you should get enough to last for some time. Magazines will wear out and do not last as long as your pistol will, so you need replacements. The same goes for spare parts. Some pieces wear out faster or are more fragile in general. A broken firing pin, for example, means you now possess a paperweight instead of a pistol. A spare pin fixes all that and lets you keep on going. While you could get a set of machinist tools and all the necessary equipment to fabricate new parts, it is far more economical to simply buy them and store them away for the day you need them. Accessories for your pistol are an additional expense that depends on your personal taste. You can get laser sights, lights, custom grips, laser grips, scopes or optics, and more. If you can think of it, you can probably buy it. The only one that you really need is a set of night sights so that you can still see in the sights in dim light or darkness. Note that I'm not talking about night vision, which can run you thousands of dollars, but basic glowing paint or tritium sights that give off enough light to allow you to align them, even in low light conditions. You have plenty of other accessories from which to choose, but you might consider if another pistol already has that feature you want to add on before you spend the extra money on it. As you can see, budgeting out a pistol is not as simple as it might appear. Until you have your allotment for your pistol, this should be the furthest you go in the guide. Once you have decided how much you can set aside, then it is time to start researching and shopping, not before. This will give you time to make decisions based on careful thought, not impulse and emotion. Chapter 2. Types of Pistols. After you have your budget set, you need to look at the different types of pistols available to you. The four main options are the autoloader, the revolver, the carbine pistol, and the muzzle loader. Within each category are a variety of different pistols that may or may not be similar to the others. Take the time to get a good idea of what is on offer. Not all autoloaders are the same, and the same goes for revolvers. Carbine pistols and muzzle loaders are fairly specific, and will not be as distinctive as the other types, but you can still find differences between them. Look at all your options and then make your choice. This is not a decision that you want to rush, so take your time and do your research before you buy. Whatever you pick, be sure it is the best for you. Each pistol will have its own strengths and weaknesses and will fulfill different roles. Do not allow yourself to be convinced to buy something that does not fit your needs, because if it does not suit you, then it is not the best for you, even though it may be an excellent weapon in its own right. If you want something you'll be able to conceal, look for a good concealed carry pistol. If you want to use it for hunting game, look for the best hunting pistol. If you are worried about the fighting and violence after a collapse, look for the best combat pistol. In the end, the pistol that does what you need it to do is the best pistol, no matter what it is. Chapter 3. Revolvers. Revolvers operate exactly as the name suggests. A rotating cylinder with multiple chambers holds a round in each chamber and cycles them to line up with the barrel as the action is cycled. Unlike the other two types of pistols, revolvers do not rely on the round being fired to cycle the action. The revolver is cocked by pulling the hammer to the rear, and when the trigger is pulled, the hammer swings.